Corey McCarville, the head coach with the IK Manning Wolves, joining us here as they get ready to take on Woodbury Central coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, as always, thanks for the time here today.
Yeah, not a problem. Appreciate it.
Coach, you guys played well last week in a tough loss to Westwood of Sloan. What improvements did you see in your ball club from week one to week two?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is we tackle a lot better. You know, we really emphasize that last week in practice. We spent a lot of time working on that, and I thought we tackled much, much better.
You're going to need to do that again this week, the way it sounds. Woodbury Central comes in off of a big win over Loma. I'm sure you've had a chance to watch their first couple of games. This is a team that, you know, pretty balanced on offense, running and throwing the football. Which one concerns you more? Is it the running game, probably?
Yeah, as always, you know, you always have to stop the running game first. Really, it's with a team like this, it's about, you know, trying to control the line of scrimmage. The quarterback is the Clunder kid. He's the younger brother of the kid that graduated last year. You know, they bring a lot of guys back from a team that was very good. You know, they've been to the Dome in the last couple of years. So they have a lot of big game experience, and these guys are, you know, they're very, very skilled. And to me, we got to control the line of scrimmage and really try to make the quarterback move off of his spot.
What kind of growth did you see from your defensive line last week, and how do you feel they match up with that?
Well, I thought our DNs played a lot better than they did week one. You know, we were able to, you know, we still had some growing pains and we still had some blown assignments, but I thought the DNs played better. The D tackles need to continue to get better as the week goes on. I thought our linebacker play was much better and the tackling was much better. You know, this is a much more balanced offense, though, that we're going to see this week than we saw with, you know, Westwood a week ago. Westwood, you know, they rarely throw the ball. Or this team, they're going to, you know, they're going to throw it 30 sometimes and run it 30 sometimes. So we have to be able to defend both.
Let's talk about that pass game of theirs. How do they throw? Is it mainly short stuff and let their receivers go create, or do they look to work the ball downfield more?
Well, I think they're capable of doing both. You know, they do a lot of bubble screens. They do a lot of tunnel screens. And then once they hit on a couple of those, then they'll try to slip. You know, they'll try to slip a blocker on that tunnel stuff. You know, they do some crossers. They do some rub routes. You know, they do a lot of things, a lot of two and three receiver sets. You know, and they do a nice job with that. Their running game, you know, they do a lot of counters and trap action. They do a little bit of option. You know, so they want to get their athletes in space. And they do have a number of good athletes. The Clunder kid, like I said, is a good quarterback. They have a Butler kid at receiver, number 28, that's really good. They have a number 11, a McGill kid receiver, that's very good. DeSteiger, number 88. I mean, that's the thing, is they got three really good receivers and a really good running back in the McGill kid. You know, they just have a lot of really good athletes right now.
Coach, do they give anything away with the way they're set up?
Oh, not especially, no. You know, they just do a lot of twins and a lot of trip sets. They're pretty, like I said, they're pretty well balanced. So they really don't have a lot of tells, and you know, when you don't have a lot of tells, you're going to have success like they've had.
Coach, offensively, what kind of growth did you guys see? I know you're going to want to run the football with Cooper and Ben Langle. How much growth did you see out of those guys last week, and how do you feel like your offensive line matches up this week?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. They do a really nice job. They're going to press the line of scrimmage with four and five man fronts. We were able to get a little bit more push on the offensive side of the ball. We were able to, you know, hit some seams and have, you know, we had some, a little bit more success running the ball. We were able to hit on a couple passes. And really that's going to be the key for us offensively this week is we're really going to have to try to hit on some passes. They're going to press the line of scrimmage. They're going to make it hard for us to run the ball. So we're going to have to be able to hit some stuff on the outside. They're very aggressive on defense. So we need to try to use that against them as well.
Do they run a four or a five-man front?
They run a little bit of both. You know, it depends on the tape that you watch. Even when we watched our tape from last year, I think that kind of varies for what's going on in the game situation, and what we're doing. They ran some four and some five against us last year, so a little bit of both.
Coach, Ross Kuzo, you said able to hit some passes last week. Where'd you see his growth as a quarterback?
Well, he was much more better. He was much better with his footwork last week. There's still a little bit of growth there. The week before, you know, he was kind of you know, had a little bit of a case of happy feet, but he was much more assertive. He, you know, planting that foot, stepping, making a good solid throw. And, you know, Ross is like I said, that was his second varsity start, and he's going to have to continue to grow as the season goes.
If they come with a lot of pressure, is this a team that you guys can run screens against?
Yeah, we could potentially do that. You know, there's a couple things that we think we can do against what they do on defense. It's just going to be a matter of if we can get it executed.
Special teams battle. You feel like you guys are where you need to be early in the season here with special teams?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we had a big punt. We had a big kick return with Cooper Earlmeyer last week that set up our first touchdown. So I was really happy to see us, you know, get a spark in the return game last week. I thought Lane Sams, you know, he only had to punt the ball once last week. We had to shore that up a little bit. You know, we've made an adjustment there. Our kick cover team has done a nice job. You know, I thought Ross was doing a nice job on the squib kick that he's done there. You know, we were close on the onside kick that we tried last week as well. So we're making growth on the special teams as well.
Coach, what do you want to take away from this week with your team?
Well, obviously when you play a very, very talented football team, the thing that we're really stressing to is just go out there and compete and continue to grow and really do your job. You know, we had a lot of guys last week that still, they failed in their assignments. You know, they kind of were doing their own things. And, you know, everybody has an assignment. Everybody has a job. And if everybody just does their job and executes it, then we can have some success. And that's why I think football is the ultimate team game, because you have to have 11 guys all doing their assignment, doing their job. I just want us to be as physical as we can be on the offense and defensive line. I want us to execute and continue to grow from an execution standpoint. And really, I just want us to compete all the way through.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game on Friday night. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you following the game.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Head coach Corey McCarville again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. Again, they take on Woodbury Central coming up on Friday night.